so excited. We're so much closer to Christmas, and it's just flying by. Pretty wintry day out there. It's a good day for some eggnog and Christmas music and wrapping gifts. Just a lot of fun. So it's good to see everybody here, gathered together here on sacred and holy ground in God's living room to praise the Lord and to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because, you know, whether we know each other or not doesn't matter. We're all children of the same family. It makes us relatives. So it's good to be here. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we do give you thanks for the many, many, many blessings that you've given to us. And Lord, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go, fill us with holy boldness, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that what we do here in this service is truly pleasing unto you, puts a smile on your face. We pray, God, that we give you our very best. And so we ask, Lord, that you would anoint us and fill us with your love, one for the other, and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Please pass the peace of Christ to one another.
Good morning. While you're making your way back to your seats, I offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially our visitors. And if you would like to receive a welcome packet of information, visitors, please raise your hand now, and our ushers will come forward. Or if you prefer, you can get your own packet immediately outside the double doors in the narthex hanging on the shepherd's crook. As a reminder, please sign the registration sheet in the red holder located at the end of each pew. Pass it to others in your pew, bringing it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request, you'll find 3.5 by 5 index cards in those red folders. Please complete that and have the ushers bring it forward to Pastor Bruce. Our memory verse for December is printed at the top front page of your bulletin. Join me now, and we will recite it twice through. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We have many announcements in your bulletin and other reminders of the church, and I will highlight a few of them. A reminder that First Church is participating in the ringing of the bells for the Salvation Army, and that is this Tuesday, all day, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in front of the Giant Eagle store in North Huntington. If you have signed up, please do not forget to show up. And if you have forgotten your time, there is a schedule on the small little bulletin board. It's resting on the easel immediately outside the doors in the narthex. So just a reminder, if you have signed up to ring the bells, please make certain that you do show up. And if you have any questions, contact Laurie. Our outreach committee, as you know, is once again sponsoring their angel tree, and we were so excited last week that all of the angels were removed, but there is some additional need, so there are some additional angels on that tree. And that angel tree is out in the narthex on the right side. It's a Christmas tree decorated with paper angels. And if you can find it in your heart to participate in that program, grab an angel and bring that gift back here next Sunday so that we can give that to a worthy family. Now, Diane has an announcement.
Tonight is the Urn Mail Chorus Concert. It's at 7 p.m. We hope that we see a real big crowd tonight. Everyone likes to come and hear the chorus. You know, the chorus was founded here in our church over 100 years ago. And it's a great tradition. They've always finished up their Christmas season at our church. So please come and enjoy the wonderful music. And the other reason people come is we have cookies. So that means we need some help bringing cookies. If you brought some today, they can go down to the kitchen area, or you can bring them tonight when you come in for the concert. We always appreciate your donations. And, you know, as good Methodists, we like to eat. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. That will certainly be a very entertaining event this evening from the Irwin Male Chorus. And just a final reminder that we do have coffee hour in the parlor, and that will be immediately after worship this morning. And now I would ask that you turn your attention to Pastor Bruce.
We mentioned it's Tuesday. If you've signed up, please make sure that you're there. The Christmas card board is up in the parlor. So when you go over for refreshments after church today, you'll see the Christmas card board over there. We put up one card so far, hoping to add more cards to it. So if you have a card that you would like to address to your church family, just, you know, write it out, sign your name on it, tape it on that board over there, or just lay it over there. We'll get it taped up. But we'll keep it up until New Year's Sunday. After that day, then we'll take it down. That way you have a chance to go over and read the cards that your church family has given you. Thank you.
What a wonderful way to celebrate the season. And now I would ask that you turn your hearts and minds to our worship. Please stand for the call to worship. I would ask that you turn in your red hymnals to page 199, the Canticle of Mary, reciting your response to my prompt. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
My spirit
from this day, all generations shall call me blessed. The arm of the Lord is strong and has scattered the proud in their conceit. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. Please remain standing for our first hymn, number 203, Hail to the Lord's Anointed.
Sunday of Advent, as we think about the coming of Jesus Christ, we light the candle of joy. When Christ comes into our lives, he brings the fullness of joy. He anoints our hearts with oil of gladness. When Jesus was born, the angels said that his coming was good news of great joy for all people. Because Christ has come to us, we can live every day in the joy of the Lord. Praise to his name.
Thank you.
Where's Jesus at? He's in heaven. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So, yeah, this is a great theological debate here. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. But another person of Jesus came to be with us forever, the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is with us no matter where we go, no matter what we do. Jesus is always with us. Jesus is right by our side. Jesus is in our heart. Jesus is with us. And Jesus loves us. And Jesus knows everything there is to know about you. Everything. Now, I don't know everything about you, but I know that I love you. Here, stand up. Take a look at all these people sitting out here. See all those people out there? Everybody wave to them. That's it. Wave back at them. All right. I'll turn around here. Look at the choir. They feel left out. There you go. See? All right. Now, tell them you love them. Say, "I love you." See, we all love each other here. And we don't really know each other all that well. Some of us know each other really well. Some of us have been around longer than he who flung the chunk. But a lot of us don't know each other, and yet we love one another because we belong to the same family of God. We are all Christians. Jesus died for all of us. God is our Heavenly Father. And so we love each other because our hearts are filled with love from God for one another. God puts that love in our hearts. So they loves us. So Jesus is here, even though we can't see him. Let's try this a different way. Go and get somebody who loves you and bring them up here. Okay. Now that person loves you, right? You sure about that? Okay, well, my little brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to close your eyes. And whatever you do, don't touch the other person. Okay, keep your eyes closed real tight, kids. Close your eyes. All right, does that person still love you? Even though you can't see them, they love you bunches. Okay, open your eyes. Okay, now the person that they brought up, close your eyes. Nice and tight. Now, tell me, is the pastor handsome?
Yes.
Good, good. Do you love this child?
Yes.
Even though you can't see them, do you love them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Can open your eyes. All right. So, Jesus loves us, and we love Jesus. Even though we can't see Jesus, we know that Jesus is there. And Jesus loves us. Well, it gives us air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat. The world around us. And Jesus loves us through these people here who love us. Because them loving us, that love comes from God. And I love you. And Diane loves you. We all love you. And that's all because of Jesus. That's how we know Jesus is real. So love Jesus back with all your heart, okay? All right, come on up here, huddle up, kids. All right, dear Heavenly Father, fill us with your love for one another and especially for others, especially here at Christmas time. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
To certain poor shepherds.
and let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, who hath made heaven and earth the not, and with his blood mankind hath bought. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Lillian, come on down, Lillian, and bring your folks with you. Page 39. You're such a cutie, even though you're spitting up. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and give a new birth through the water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And Lillian is here for baptism today. Julie and Dan, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture Lillian in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
I will.
And so, do you, as Christ's body, the church, do you reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Lillian now before you in your care? Now let all of us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lillian, the water is warm, so we're okay. Be right with you there, little one. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water. And Lillian, who's about to receive it, to wash away her sin, clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. Lillian, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And now, Lillian, I pray that the Holy Spirit works within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ today and forever. I tend to have that effect on some people, Lillian. Now it is our joy to welcome our sister in Christ. Wait a minute. Hold on. Page 43. Let's try it again. At the top. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. So now, members of the household of God, I commend Lillian to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace, Lillian. And I love you bunches. Give God the glory. I'm going to blow that candle out.
Our word of God this morning is from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. Hear the words of Isaiah as he talks of the story about the joy of the redeemed. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Here ends our reading of Isaiah's words of the redeemed. And I would now ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
You all know the basic Christmas story. An angel comes to Mary, says, you're going to have a child. Angel comes to Joseph, says, Mary's going to have a child. Joseph takes Mary to Bethlehem. We know that. But what happened after that first night? Yes, it's Jesus. He is Jesus. But he's still a baby. And babies have moments where they're not happy. Last year, I sang a song, Joseph's Lullaby. And it kind of was Joseph's point of view that he was entrusted with this grand gift and how he would have soothed his baby. Today I will sing Mary's Lullaby.
Mm-hmm. Tiny fingers wrapped around my finger. Tiny arms held in mine. A part of me wonders if you'll remember where you came from and why. Eyes that first beheld the universe. Mouth that formed the sea. Ears that heard the first creation's cry. All entrusted to me. As I hold you in my arms, keep you safe and warm, protect you from the storms that gather. God, I feel so very small, I don't understand at all how you will stop our fall. Sweet Jesus, as I hold you, hold me. Years of waiting for the King of Glory. Generations gone by. And now in answer to our cries for mercy, I hold the Father's reply. Will you rule over the promised land? Will you conquer foes? Or do you plan for something grander still? Something none of us know. As I hold you in my arms, keep you safe and warm, protect you from the storms that gather. God, I feel so very small, I don't understand at all how you will stop our fall. Sweet Jesus, as I hold you, my sweet Jesus, as I hold you, my soul does magnify the Lord. The God of all creation has come into this world. My soul does magnify the Lord. The God of all creation has come into this world. Sweet Jesus, as I hold you, my sweet Jesus, as I hold you, sweet Jesus, as I hold you. As I hold you in my arms, keep you safe and warm, protect you from the storms that gather. God, I feel so very small, I don't understand at all how you will stop our fall. Sweet Jesus, as I hold you. Hold me.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, how good it is to have this opportunity to show you that we love you, to show you the joy that's in our heart with the giving of our tithes and our offerings. For we do give to you with a cheerful heart, Lord. Thank you so much for everything. And we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit for the spreading of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We are using the shortened form of our joys and concerns. I know that we have a lot to be thankful for. As I stand here and look out over my family, I see some pretty good looking people. You got on some pretty nice looking outfits. Jewelry, glasses, hair's done up nice. There's some good-looking folks out there. And, you know, if you see me afterwards, we'll talk about the ones that aren't so nice-looking, you know. But no. Everybody looks good, so I know you're blessed, and I know I'm blessed. What we do is look around us at the decorations and the windows and the walls and the lights and the choir and just everything. We know that we're blessed. We have a lot to be thankful for. We should be a very joyful, joyful people. So if you have anything to be thankful for, to give God the glory for, just raise your hand. And for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now, our concerns, I was handed two notes. One is for Deb. Keep Deb in your prayers. And also for the O'Neill family, which I just heard about last night. We want to keep the O'Neill family in our prayers. I understand their five-year-old has been sent home with hospice care. Nothing else to be done. That five-year-old is in the palm of God's hand. A place in heaven is assured for that child. Family will need our prayers and loving attention. And I know that we have other concerns because we are a people who care. We have big hearts. And we feel the pain and suffering of the world around us, the pain and suffering within our own families, perhaps the pain and suffering within ourselves. Broken relationships, abusive relationships, aches, pains, diseases, financial problems, stress at work, anxiety, depression over the affairs in the world, things that are going on in the news and maybe within our own homes. There are things that you and I are concerned about. So right now, if you have something, a burden on your heart for anything, just give it to God with lifting your hand. So with that raised hand, God sees the hand and knows the details. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that we indeed are a blessed people. We have great joy because of you. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers, for caring about us, for loving us. Even though we can't see you, we know that you're there. And God, our concerns, well, we cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. We give it all to you. We lift up into the light and love of your presence all of those concerns here today that we've made known unto you. And we believe, God, help our unbelief, that you are greater than any problem that anybody has. We believe, God, that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. It is written. And so we thank you for it. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our sermon scripture comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel, beginning with verse 2. Now, this is about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who grew up different than other people, who felt the calling of God upon his life, who baptized for the forgiveness of sins in the Jordan River, who preached that one was coming whose sandals he was not worthy to carry. And then Jesus himself came to John. John looked at him and said, "You come to me to be baptized? I must be baptized by you." And Jesus said, "Let it be so for now." And he said, "I baptize you with water, but one who is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." So he knew who Jesus was, but then John was thrown into prison. Listen to this. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet, whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated.
If you have received a gift during Advent from me, please raise your hand. You know, we hear a lot at Christmas time about, put your hands up. Oh, make it up there. And just for that, that's for you. Isn't life grand? Pardon? You got one before. You were being so honest. Here's not, no, never mind. Yep, we hear a lot about joy this time of the year. What's number one song we sing about joy? Joy to the world. Lots of joy at Christmas. Oh, my. It's the joy of the Lord that we're talking about at Christmas. You know, when we talk about joy, we're not talking about feeling good and being happy. Oh, no. Notice the joy that we're talking about, that this candle represents, is a joy that changes life. It's a joy that transforms. This is the candle of Mary, the candle of joy. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says that the angels appeared unto the shepherds, and they said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all the people." Bringing them good news about great joy, of great joy. That was the gift of Christmas. That was the most important thing about Jesus being born, was that it was great joy. Great joy. And you know why that is? It's because he received the name Jesus, which means he saves his people from their sins. But he also received another name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. And that is the great joy. He saves us from our sins because God is with us. Just like the kids up here were feeling the love of the people who were with them. So we can feel the love of God, be filled with that joy, because God is with us. Does it mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory in life? Sure doesn't. I'm sure if we had time to go around and talk about the problems we had right now, we'd hear some whoppers. Some aches and pains, diseases, bills that are due and we don't know where the money's coming from, cupboards that are empty, broken relationships, persecution, fears, depression and anxiety. A 5-year-old dying of cancer. People being killed in all kind of car wrecks and fires and murders, shootings. And yet there's great joy. There's great joy which is for all people. And that joy exists in the person of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." In the person of the Holy Spirit, we're filled with great joy. But we still have our pain and suffering. And we tend to judge everything by what we hear, see, feel, smell, and touch. And like we ask the kids, even though you can't see the person that's with them, do you know that they love you? And we've got to walk by faith. Because we are a people of faith. But what my favorite phrase... or one of my favorite phrases, but it's, we are not human beings having a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. If we can learn to walk by faith
and be filled with that knowledge. See, let me back up here. Kara Warren, right, wife of Rick Warren, Saddleback Church. Kara Warren says she searched the scriptures and she defined joy as this. Joy, according to the Bible, is the assurance that God is in control of our lives in every detail. And you can find that a lot of places in the Bible, that God is in control of our lives in every detail. My favorite place to go is Romans 8:28. For we know that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love him, who are the called according to his purpose. So we are called according to God's purpose. We love God. So God works for our good. Even when things are falling apart, even when we're going through trials and tribulations, we know that according to the scriptures, a promise that God never breaks, God is working for our good. Though we can't understand it, though we don't like it, even though we hate it, even though we cry over it, we can still have that assurance that God is working for our good. And that, my brothers and sisters, should bring us great joy. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit. It is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Be filled with joy. And it's so important for us to be filled with joy. Again, I'm not talking about that warm, happy, gushy feeling. But to be filled with joy, the joy of the Lord, according to Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's what makes us strong in our faith. It's what makes us strong in terrible circumstances. We are still strong people because we have the joy of the Lord, knowing that God is in control of every circumstance of our lives, knowing that this world is not our home, that any affliction that we're going through is only temporary. Whether we were born that way or became that way, no matter what suffering we're going through, we can have joy. It says in James chapter 1, verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Consider it what kind of joy? Pure joy. Pure joy. Fear not. Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. I do not give as the world gives. See, the world depends on circumstances. Jesus does not. For Jesus gives us that joy. Emmanuel, God with us. My peace I give unto you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. That message that the angels brought to the shepherds that night that Jesus was born. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, it says in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, it says that blessed are you when people persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely because of me, because of being a witness for Jesus. You're blessed. So you count it as a joy to suffer for Christ. It's a joy to face trials and tribulations. It's a joy to be blessed, to enjoy good times, to have plenty. It's a joy. All of it is a joy. Because we know that we are children of God.
and that we are headed for the promised land, and that all this suffering here is just temporary. Other people need to know that too. It's important for us to realize, to think about the joy that God gives us, because it is our strength and it's what we need to get through. Mary, knowing all that she was about to go through, the disgrace, the persecution that she would suffer, she knew what the law said, that they'd want to stone her to death. And in all of that, she says, Mary says in 147, Luke 147, she says, "And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Rejoices, meaning she has her joy in God, who is her Savior. This is the message of Christmas, one of many, is that there is great joy, that no matter what you're going through, the Word tells us, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Jesus saves his people from their sins. Emmanuel, God with us. And so the joy of the Lord is your strength. And no matter where you go, no matter what you do, God goes with you. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing number 218, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." Remember that the joy of the Lord, that knowledge of your salvation, the knowledge that God is with you doesn't mean that you have to be all cheerful and happy. We're not talking about that. It can make you cheerful and happy, but it doesn't mean you have to be. You can still have that joy in the midst of your suffering. And believe me, some people are suffering at this time of the year, stressed out and anxious about the holidays, and then somebody like me comes along. I just saw Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer last night. Who saw it? Oh, yeah. Got to watch that every year. Loved it. And then watched the end of It's a Wonderful Life again for the third time this year. I just love Christmas. You know, and I get all up in somebody's face who's all depressed and stressed out over Christmas is not a good thing. But I'm telling you that the joy of the Lord is your strength, no matter what you're going through. God is with you. Dear Heavenly Father, come and fill us with that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that you give, not like the world. Fill us with that knowledge, Lord, that we have your joy, good news of great joy. Help us to share that message with others. For this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.